Hey, what's up, creative souls, and welcome back to our sanctuary, the place where your creativity meets mindfulness. I am Byron Edwards, your guide and fellow traveler on this journey of self-discovery and creative empowerment. Today, in episode 3 of Wellness for Creatives, titled Get Out of Your Way, I am going to help you uncover the hidden blocks within ourselves. It's a deep dive into the heart of what holds us back, and I hope you're ready because we are about to start this journey together. First, I want to talk about the battle within. So let's start with something we've all faced, the daunting task of beginning. Taking baby steps might seem insignificant, but think back to any major accomplishment in your life. Wasn't it the accumulation of small, seemingly inconsequential actions that led you there? I remember when I first started writing and when I first started painting, each word and each stroke of the brush felt like lifting a boulder. It felt like I was doing something I never had done. It felt like it was going to be the hardest thing for me to ever do in my life. But then word by word, page by page, stroke by stroke, it got much easier. So can you think about a time when going slow paid off for you? It's very important to really take a step back and to think about where we started and where we want to end up. And not always focus on the bigger picture or the full story. It's very hard when we focus on the full story or when we think about the end versus taking each step day by day, moment by moment, and really appreciating where we are now. Next, I really want to lean into embracing failure. It's a harsh teacher, but the lessons it brings us are invaluable. I've been sharing my setbacks each day on Instagram. It's all about being vulnerable. If you listen to episode 1 and episode 2, I really talked about that. Talked about being vulnerable. I talked about where I thought I was going wrong. And each time that I did that, I learned something about myself. This week on Instagram, I took a step back and I wrote, I give up. And I wasn't really giving up. I'm a very dramatic person. But when I said I was giving up, I kind of just meant that I was tired and that I didn't know what was going on. So I was like, I give up. I threw my hands up in the air and I just typed, I give up. It was a new update that happened on Instagram and I just wanted to be dramatic and use that. But what I found was that when I said that, a lot of people were like, no, don't give up. But also for me, it was really about embracing the failure that I was in. I felt like I was failing, and sometimes you have to lean into it in order to get out of it. But each time I do that, I find a little nugget of wisdom in that failure. And sometimes that propels me to go further than I ever thought that I could. So by saying that I gave up, it helped me think back to all the things that I did. I happened to be on Instagram, and after I typed I give up, I looked and I saw that Beyonce had released a cover of Essence magazine, and that was done by this group called the Morrison Group. And when I saw it on the Morrison Group page, it made me realize that, oh, I have been doing some really great things because I too am on the Morrison Group Instagram. I did a project with the Morrison Group and they hired me to do a campaign for running and model. And when I saw Beyonce on the page, it made me think about all the other celebrities and all the other talent that were on the page that I deemed to be worthy. And it made me realize that, oh, I feel worthy too, simply because I was there. So again, sometimes when you lean into the failure, it propels you and it gives you a moment to just take a break and to step back. Sometimes we are constantly just running and running and running and running and going and going and going and going that we never really take a step back to really assess where we're at and what we're doing. But also that kind of helps us pivot as well. So I really want to ask everybody, is there a failure that taught you more? And I think that if you really took a step back and asked yourself that question, you'll probably think of something that happened that really helped you. You gave up somewhere. You gave up on something, but when you gave up, you realized that one, you had done a lot, and two, it led you to something else which was equally as great. Also, once I typed that I gave up, I not only embraced that failure, but I realized that a large part of me feeling like a failure was because I was comparing myself, not even to other people. Sometimes you compare yourselves to yourself, and comparing yourself to something that you did or thinking that because you did something, you should be somewhere else is just a setup for failure. It's a trap. And it's really easy to look at something that we've done or also look at someone else's journey and feel like we are lagging behind or we are not doing enough. But there is a truth that we don't necessarily think about. And that truth is that the journey isn't ours and their journey isn't ours. So when I say that the journey isn't ours. Sometimes it's really about doing things, and if you believe in a higher power, that higher power may be teaching you something that is going to be used for someone else's good. But also, when you're comparing yourself, the journey is not yours, or their journey is not yours. And that is just simply what it is. It's like what somebody else goes through may not be something for them. There's some people that get all of these amazing things and then they lose it all. And in that, they double down on the story and then they end up getting so much more increase. So your journey is not always yours, but definitely other people's journey is not yours. So it's not ever good to compare yourself to others. But it's also not good to compare yourself to yourself. It's good to have a bar and to set a metric to where you want to be and always remember where you should be. But you have to remember that everybody's path is unique. And everybody's path is filled with their own triumphs and challenges. So I really want everybody to take a minute to reflect on what is it? Why do we compare ourselves to others? And when we are comparing ourselves to others, what are we hoping to get out of that? When you are comparing yourselves to others, what are you getting out of that? And really think about how that's affecting your creativity. I bet if you think about how that's affecting your creativity, you will stop doing it. That's really important. It's very important to not compare yourself to others. And again, when you reflect on that, I bet you stop doing it. Another thing that really is impactful, because I said I gave up, but once I realized that I gave up, and once I typed I gave up, I realized how many cheerleaders and how many people I had in my corner. I got so many messages that day that were all rooted in, you were great, you were doing this, you did that, keep going, my brother, you got this, yes, you did this, remember that. Oh, I wish I could do this just like you did this. I've learned so much by watching you. I wish I was this vulnerable. I wish I knew how to jump. I wish I knew how to move. All of these different things. And that is really, like, that was really impactful for me because it made me realize that, one, I have done a lot. And it's very important to find cheerleaders. And it's very important to have that amen corner, because that amen corner and those cheerleaders, they keep score for you. And sometimes you need people to keep score for you in order to help you see where you want to go. And it's always important to remember that somebody believes in you. And having somebody believe in you can really change everything. I'm lucky to have people that believe in me. I need people that believe in me. And their faith in me, especially during my low moments, is a beacon of hope. It's always a beacon of hope. So I need that. So really take time to think about, who are your cheerleaders? Also, in the midst of all of this, it's very important to maintain that joy and to find that joy. So I said I gave up, but I'm here today because I had to tap back into that joy, whatever that joy is. The journey has to be joyful, and creativity isn't just about the end product. Like I said earlier, it's not about that final picture. It's not about that book. Sometimes it's about each story or each chapter in the process. If you follow me on Instagram, I posted Northwest and I was like, it's getting messy. Just bless me. Shout out to Northwest. But that's the process. And sometimes the mess can be fun. So think about the last time you really enjoyed your creative work and try to get back to that point. Next, I really want to lean into societal change. Societal change will have you feeling stuck. And that's the hard part about all of this, is feeling stuck with those societal change and the external pressures. Society has a blueprint nearly for everything, but that blueprint doesn't always fit everybody. It doesn't fit us all. It definitely doesn't fit me. I have no aspirations to be a content creator. I don't like to create content. Like I said earlier in one of my podcasts, I always look a mess. So it's not really something that is for me. I don't like to look polished. I don't always feel polished. So that doesn't work for me. And I feel the weight of expectations far more than other people. So trying to mold myself to fit into a box just doesn't fit. When I'm trying to create and when I'm trying to mold myself into something that I'm not, it makes me realize that I'm not that. And once I start to feel like I'm not that, that really starts to affect my creativity. So I don't try to put myself into a box. I don't try to fit the mold. That mold is suffocating. It's suffocating for me. It's suffocating for all of us. So if you feel pressure when you're trying to create because you're trying to be something that you're not, you're trying to paint like somebody else, you're trying to write like somebody else, you're trying to create content that's not for you, you will always feel like you're suffocating. And that does influence your decisions, which influences your creativity, which influences your life. So if you do feel that way, try to think about conscious living. And conscious living is really all about stepping back. It's about asking yourself, what do I want? What matters to me? That's not easy. It's not easy taking a step back, and it's not easy trying to go against the flow. It's not easy going against traffic, but sometimes you got to go against traffic. Sometimes you got to question the status quo. Sometimes you have to challenge societal norms, and that can be liberating. Sometimes when you are going against what you don't want to do, you feel the best. Like Beyonce said, you can't break my soul. And that's because you start to feel liberated. You start to feel like you're doing exactly what you're supposed to do. And just like Beyonce said, you can't break my soul. I actually had to do a lot of soul searching this week. And I had to start asking myself the tough questions about what I actually value and what I want to do, what I dream about, who I want to be. I had to really take a moment to be introspective and really get inside of my own head. I had to think about my core values. I had to think about my life choices. I had to do a lot of reflecting. I want everybody to do the same thing, really take time to think about what they're doing, how they're doing it, what they're reflecting on. I think the most important part is remembering that going against societal norms and breaking those societal chains requires courage. Not everybody is courageous, so if you are capable of doing that, then you should definitely do it. Also, most of us that are creatives are courageous people, and it's just the world makes it easy. The world makes it easy. I'm not sure if the world makes it easy or if the world makes it hard, but either way, it becomes very easy to forget that we are courageous. So it's very important to step back into that unknown. It's very important to embrace our authentic self. Societal pressures are just the external noises that we do not need. Your voice is what matters. My voice is what matters. Everybody else's voice, we got to learn how to tune it out. That's why I got my shades on today. You got to put your stunner blockers on. You got to put your shades on, and to stay focused, you got to stay narrow-minded. Also, you got to have these conversations with yourself. Sometimes we have the negative conversations with ourselves, where I posted on Instagram this week, like, are you rehearsing the conversations in your head? If you rehearse the conversations in your head, then you got to get out of that, because that's just a scenario where you're trying to control the outcome, and you cannot control the outcome. You cannot say 1 + 1 = 2 when it comes down to your creativity or when it comes down to your life, because that's not always what it's going to be. Sometimes 1 + 1 = 2, but you might do 3 - 1 to get to the 2. So it's too exhausting trying to have the same conversation in your head. It's too exhausting trying to rehearse. It's too futile. It does not do anything for you, because it's important to remember that conversations that we're having in our head rarely go as planned. They typically just don't happen that way. So when we are trying to put ourselves in that box and we are rehearsing the conversations with our head, we are trying to control the outcome, and we have to let go of control. You have to embrace the present. You have to practice mindfulness. Those have been my tools for breaking the cycle. When people always ask me, like, oh, I wish you could do this, or I wish I could do that, I'm always like, well, every time I make a jump or I make a leap, it's always about 18 people that's telling me not to do it. Or whenever you do something that you're supposed to do, somebody's like, I wish you would have did this, or I wish you would have stayed here. And most of the time now, I'm like, you should probably be doing what I'm doing versus, oh, I should listen to you. We're not all the same. I used to have a boss that used to always tell me, you cannot fit an A into a, no, you cannot fit a D into an A. A D has to shrink itself down to get into the A, but an A can go right into a D. So we got to think about everything like that. Like, I am an A, so I can easily do what the D does. The D can't ever do what I do. That's why you have to break the societal change, and you have to practice mindfulness. You have to think about all those things. It's okay to be uncertainty. It's okay to thrive in that uncertainty. It's okay to not know that you are going to thrive. And you don't have to know everything. It's okay to relinquish control. Sometimes it's okay to give up, because, again, by giving up, you are embracing that failure. By embracing that failure, you are releasing control. And sometimes that is the most important thing. When the conversations are not going as planned, that is okay. That does not equal failure. That is an opportunity to learn, and it is an opportunity to grow. So if you've ever experienced a moment when letting go actually led to a better outcome, it's important to remember that that is okay. It is okay to embrace the awkwardness. It is okay to stumble. It is okay to fall down. Like I think Donnie McClurkin said, when you fall down, get back up, because you can get back up again. That's all a part of being human. That's all a part of being a creative. That's all about being authentic. And that is what makes creatives different. That's what makes us special. It's sometimes what's holding us back, because we will try to limit ourselves. We will try to not be creative because we are trying to fit into a box. But it's really, really, really important to remember that that beauty, that, no. It is really important to remember that beauty lies in the imperfections. So being beautiful is not important. It's that in the imperfections, you find beauty. That's what makes a model a model. It's not looking like the status quo. It's really about like those details that make you different. So when we do that, it makes everything that we do for ourselves genuine. It makes us relatable. So always remember that. I'm going to go ahead and wrap today's episode, but I really want you to remember one thing, that sometimes the biggest obstacle in your path is the one that we put there. We have to get out of our way. It is important to get out of our way. It is important to stay out of our way. Giving up is not failure. Embracing our uniqueness is where we find our beauty. Those imperfections makes us unique. Being unique is about being creative. And every time we remember that, we are finding our wellness. So hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you are on social media, please remember to follow us at WLLNSSFRCRTVS on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. If you see this on YouTube, please click that like button, click that subscribe button. Share this with a friend. Share this with another creative that needs it. I will be back next week for episode 4. We are locked in. I am trying to get to 100, and I will keep going. The journey is happening. Stay on the journey. Thank you.